Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction. Please visit the bishop's website at robertgrudolph.org. That's robertgrudolph.org. There you can listen to previous episodes of the podcast, as well as stay informed of what the bishop has going on in the world of Christendom. Want to let you know I'm blessed to be your facilitator, Vincent T. Edwards, and today we're going to talk about and hear about the spirit of victory. Everybody wants to be victorious. You know, when teams win, everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon then. So everybody likes to be victorious. So today the bishop is going to talk to us about the spirit of victory. Hello, Bishop Rudolph. How you doing today, my friend?
Mr. Speaker, how are you doing on this great, great Lord's Day?
Oh, I am doing wonderful on today and looking forward, as always, to your wonderful and positive and impactful teaching. So I'm looking forward to learning about the spirit of victory.
Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for the opportunity that you have blessed us with to be able to minister your word to all kinds of people everywhere. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I want to talk about the spirit of victory today, and I'm coming from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter and the 37th verse. And when I read this particular verse, those of you who are biblical scholars and you are in the book of Romans, you'll find out that if you read the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, and then go into the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, you'll see it's like night and day. Romans 7 really is dark and dingy. It is a very, very hard and harsh. But Romans 8 begins like this. In Romans 8 and 37, it says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Well, Paul really begins his introduction in chapter 8 by saying, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation." In other words, he points basically to the past and says that regardless of what the first 7 chapters say in the book of Romans, regardless of what you've seen, regardless of what you've heard, Paul begins to point in chapter 8 to the future, and he points to the glory of the Lord and that it belongs to every believer. First of all, if you look at the gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter, the 10th verse, you'll find out that Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." The first point I want to bring to you in the spirit of victory is the fact that you have to understand that the spirit on the inside of you gives life. You have life because you have the spirit on the inside of you. And this being a part of this abundant life, it comes as a result of being born in the spirit. Remember that Jesus talked about how we have to be born of the spirit, not just born of the flesh, but we have to be born of the spirit. And when Paul talks about being in Christ, he means that the spirit of God works on the inside of us. And it is there on the inside of us. And if you will also, from the state of looking at what Paul is saying, you'll see that 32 times in his letters, Paul uses that phrase about being in Christ or being in the Spirit. 33 times he used that particular phrase. So it's important for us to understand that the only way you can have abundant life is that you have it in Christ. That's my first point that I'd like to bring to the attention of the audience, that the Spirit gives life. Another reason why and how you can be a conqueror, more than a conqueror, through him that loved us is you have to understand that when you become a part of the Christian life, when you become a part of abundant life, all of the barriers to life have been removed. I want to repeat that because many times people think that they automatically are hurt, they're torn down because they choose this new life. That's not true. The Bible tells us that in this abundant life, all of the barriers of life are removed. We have been forgiven for our sins. We've been forgiven for what we've done wrong, and all of the barriers to life have been removed. There's nothing hanging over you in judgment when God forgives you. And I promise you, there are no trials, there are no temptations, there are no failures that you will have that will overtake you, because now there is no condemnation. So those are two things. Before I go to my last point, Mr. Speaker, those are two things that are extremely important, that in this victorious way of living, in this spirit of victory, the Spirit gives us life, yes. And then there are no barriers to life according to the Word. There cannot be any barriers at all to life, because you have the grace to get beyond where you are. The Spirit gives life, and there are no barriers to life. So I guess the last thing, when I talk about how there is life, but there is an evidence of life, when I talk about the last thing, you will see that it comes from a very familiar passage of Scripture. If you look at chapter 8, of Romans, and if you look at verse 4 and you look at verse 5 through 13, there is a particular phrase that says that we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, there is a contrast between walking after the flesh, the natural things that have us so connected to where we need to be, the natural things. But when we're talking about going into the Spirit of God and into God's Spirit, it tells us that when we walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit, there is a contrast, because the Spirit of God, when we want to fulfill the lust of flesh, that's going one way. But when you walk after the Spirit, you are connected and you bear the fruit of the Spirit. And that's the only way that life can be satisfying. That's the only way that life can be fulfilling, is that you bear the works of the Spirit and you follow after and you possess the fruit of the Spirit. Because if you walk after the flesh, you cannot please God. So we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors, according to Romans 8 and 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. That's important to understand, Mr. Speaker, and I am glad that I'm on the Lord's side, because I am more than a loser. I'm more than a conqueror through Him that loved me.
Amen, Bishop. You know, and I love the Bible, and I love teaching and listening to you and hearing the victorious way of life. The Spirit gives us life. The barriers have been moved and are removed, and walking after the Spirit, one thing popped in my mind, because in all these things we're more than conquerors. Just John 16 and 33 just popped into my mind, and it said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And when Jesus say he's overcome the world, and we're with Him, we more than conquerors. Oh, Bishop, I just love good Bible teaching. I get all, let me just turn it back over to you. I just love good Bible teaching.
The Word is powerful. The Word is powerful. And every time I read the Word, I get something new out of it. It may be the same scripture or set of scriptures, but I get something new out of it. We are more than conquerors. We're conquerors, but we're more than that. And we need to act that way. When we're more than conquerors, we have a new spirit, we have a new mind, we have a new whole, you have a new action, because you are more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. And I am going to walk as a victorious believer on today and every day of the week. I'm going to walk as a victorious believer, and I'm not going to let anything stop me from being victorious. That's my mindset. That's my goal. I am going to be victorious every single day, no matter how it looks, no matter how it sounds, no, not even how it even smells. I am going to be victorious. I'm going to walk in victory every day because I have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, dwelling and performing and doing what it said it was going to do. I'm victorious. Everything I do, everything I touch will be filled with victory.
Amen. I gotta increase my selections that I have available, because all I can hear is the Church of God, and victory is mine. Victory today is mine. If I had it, I'd play it in the background today. Wonderful, wonderful lesson on today. If you would please just close us out and pray that our mindset changes so that we can live victoriously on today, Bishop.
Lord, thank you for victory. Thank you for the victory that you have given to each and every one of us. Thank you for the victory that you have blessed us with through your Spirit. Now, God, now that we know that we're more than conquerors, now that we know that all is well, we ask that you would just be with us for the remainder of this day. Those people who are listening to this podcast as they go to work, they might even be at home. Lord, I ask that you would bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. And Lord, let your blessings just overtake them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Once again, thank you for that teaching on today. You've been listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction. Please remember to share this podcast. It's available on the Apple platform as well as on his website at robertgrudolph.org. robertgrudolph.org. Once again, thank you for listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction.